بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم boys and girls. This is your Mazin Akuba. Tonight inshallah we have a story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The story of rebuilding the Kaaba. It was in the 35th year of the Prophet's life that the Quraysh decided to rebuild the Kaaba. The Quraysh, who lived in Mecca, were its guardians. They asked the skilled carpenter of Mecca to make a new roof. But for this, they needed timber wood. It so happened that a ship belonging to a Greek merchant had run aground, and it was a total wreck. The Quraysh took some of its timber, and so the roof was made as they had planned. To put on the roof, they had first to demolish the old walls. To begin with, they were afraid to do this, lest Allah be angry with them. But finally, they went ahead with their plans and started rebuilding the walls. But before they could be completed, the black stone, the Hajar al-Aswad, had to be put back in its place. This was the most important and most honourable task. Each one of them wanted the honour of fixing the black stone in the wall. So they started to fight among themselves. But the more they fought, the less they could agree as to who should put back the black stone, the Hajar al-Aswad. Finally, the eldest among them said, "Let the first man who enters the gate next morning judge between us." At that moment, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the gate. When they saw him, they were very happy. They said, "Here is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the trustworthy one." They said, "Here is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the trustworthy one." Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the men, "Give me a cloak." Then he put the black stone on the cloak. Then he said, "Let each tribe hold one end of the cloak. Now all of you lift it together." All of them lifted the cloak with the black stone. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam then picked up the black stone with his own hands, and he placed the black stone on the wall. Then the men went on building the walls higher and higher. Finally, they put on the roof. And now the Kaaba was ready. MashaAllah. What a great story of rebuilding the Kaaba. Look how our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam united everybody. SubhanAllah. We all love our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all want to follow the ways and sunnah, insha'Allah. May Allah guide us and help us all. Ameen. Importance of sunnah. We love our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala says, "If you really love Allah Most High, then follow me, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will love you and forgive your sins." The Quran. Loving the Prophet is to obey him, follow his beautiful example, acting upon his sunnah. The importance of durood. He who sends salutations, durood, upon me once, upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, Allah Most High sends blessings upon him tenfold, 10 times. 10 of his sins are erased, and he is raised 10 ranks in status. Recite frequently sallallahu alayhi wa sallam May peace and blessings of Allah be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The number of times we send blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will help determine the level of love we have for him, insha'Allah. So alhamdulillah, there are two things we do every night. Do you remember? We thank Allah for everything. Let's say this together. Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Well done, mashallah. The second thing is that lovely bedtime dua. Let's pray it loudly. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Remember to pray the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah with your mummy and daddy and give them a nice big hug. Now it's time to close your eyes and go to sleep. I really hope you enjoyed this bedtime story. Join us again, inshallah, on Friday. Assalamu alaikum. This is your Masjid Quba.